I on JT10.
And I worship the throne in my sea holes.
Et adoration le bruit, lui de adoration qui sent.
See, we're in a battle.
Nous n'avons pas taille.
And it's a war against the soul.
Et ils sont la guerre qu'a fait contre l'âme.
This is not a natural war.
C'est pas une bataille naturelle.
This is not about the fighting going on in Haiti. It's about a spiritual battle in the heavenly places. And we need to understand the schemes of the devil. We need to understand the weapons of the devil. Because our soul depends upon
it. Papa, s'il vous plaît, bien aimé. Papa, allez. A nous faire preuve, c'est le monde de bien aimé.
There's flesh in us that are waging wars against our souls. There's principalities and powers that are waging war against our souls. And the devil has a kingdom in this earth. And his job is to deceive the whole earth. And we need to be aware of his schemes. We need to understand that the devil is here to bind us. To deceive us. And to keep us in our sins. And the only thing that can set us free from the sin of the devil is the truth of the Word of God.
It's
the Spirit of the Lord God. That come here today. And we come here before you today to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are not of the flesh. But they are mighty in God. Preparing down the strongholds of the devil. Tearing down the lies of the devil. And tearing down the works of darkness. So I want to tell you about the war in the heavenlies
tonight.
You see, there was a battle that was fought in the heavens long ago. And there's a battle tonight as well. That you need to understand. And you see, there was the devil in the heavens. And he was there with his angels. And at that time, he had a place in heaven. And Michael and the archangel of the God Most High, came against the devil and his angels. And there was a great war in heaven. And they began to fight. And the devil wasn't strong enough. He wasn't strong enough against the archangel. He wasn't strong enough against the kingdom of heaven. And he was cast down from the heavenly places. And his angels were cast down from the heavenly places. And there was no more place in heaven for the devil. And that made room for some souls in there. And when the devil came down to earth, they said, woe to you who dwell on the earth. Woe to those who are in the earth. Because the devil has come down to you. But they said about those in the heavens. Rejoice you who dwell in the heavens. Rejoice you who are seated in the heavenly places. For now is the
to salvation.
Parce que Kunyasel est à lui.
Now is the kingdom.
Kunyasel Levayam.
And the power.
Et puissance.
And the glory.
Et gloire.
Of God.
De Dieu.
The kingdom of God has come upon this earth.
Le royaume de Dieu est venu sur la terre.
The kingdom of God has come in power upon this earth.
Le royaume de Dieu est venu sur la terre.
When Jesus came down to the earth,
le Jésus est venu sur la terre.
He spoke to the multitudes.
Il faut parler avec vous.
And he said, repent.
Vite Dieu, repentez-vous.
Because the kingdom of God is at hand.
Parce que le royaume de Dieu est prêt.
So I ask you tonight.
Not my door, I swear.
Which kingdom are you part of? Which army are you part of? Because there's only two kingdoms. And there's only two armies. You're in one or the other. There's no middle ground. And you need to know where you stand. You need to know who you're following. You need to know which kingdom you're of. Because there's one kingdom that stands in the
end.
It's the kingdom of light.
It's
the kingdom of heaven. For the devil was destroyed. When Jesus Christ preached the gospel on the earth. And when he finished his ministry on the earth, he wanted to complete his discourse. And he went to the cross. And the devil thought that he would still win that battle. But that the victory was truly at the cross. Because the word of God says this. That through death, to the death of Jesus Christ,
à la mort de Jésus Christ,
he destroyed him who had the power of death. That is the devil.
That's
the
job.
That those who are through fear of death, we're subject to slavery. We're subject to sin.
Nous sommes soumis à ma personne.
All our lives.
Toute la vie nous.
Until Jesus claimed the battle.
Jusqu'à ce que Jésus.
When he hung on that cross.
Vivait bataille sur la croix.
When he hung on that cross.
L'été tué sur la croix.
He disarmed the powers and authorities.
L'été brut, l'été armé, principalité, puissance, le job.
He made a public spectacle of the devil.
L'été dépouillé le job.
And he said, it is finished.
Et puis c'est du temps fini.
The work is finished.
Travaille, j'attends.
He took upon himself the curses. He took upon himself our sins. And he destroyed the works of the devil. So I ask you tonight, which kingdom are you part of? Are you certain you're with Jesus Christ? Because the battle has already been determined. The victor has been crowned.
Victoire, victor.
Because Jesus Christ is raised from the dead. The grave couldn't hold him. The devil couldn't overpower him. Death was destroyed. And Jesus was raised up on high. He was seated in the heavenly places. And he was given rule and power over all power and
authority.
And all things were put in subjection under him. And he became the head. And all those who were part of his kingdom, they make up his body. And every enemy would be a footstool under his feet. He would crush them under his feet. So I ask you, are you in Christ Jesus? Do you know Jesus Christ? Because the devil's still in the earth right now. And he's coming with carnal weapons.
And
when the devil was cast down, it says that he began to open his mouth. Like a great dragon. And out of his mouth came a river of water. It came a river of deception. It was like poisonous water. And it began to pour out on the earth.
against all those who love the Lord, against all those who kept the commandments of God, against all those who cling to the blood of the Lamb, because he was fighting against those and he wanted to bring, take back those souls. But I tell you tonight, if you're not in Christ Jesus, you've been swallowing the waters of the devil. You've been partaking of the poison of the devil. And you've been deceived. Because the Word of God says that the whole world lies in the sway of the devil. And they're under his power. So I ask you tonight, do you want to be free from the devil? Have you been drinking those poison waters? Do you have thoughts in your mind? Do you have evil desires in your heart? You have wicked things coming from your heart. Do you have wrong against your neighbor? Do you have hatred in your heart? Do you have bitterness in your heart? Do you love this world? Do you love the pleasures of this world? If you have these things in your heart, and you have these thoughts in your mind, you've been poisoned by the devil, and you need to be free. You see, there's a time when the people of God were in the wilderness. And these thoughts began to come into their hearts. And they began to grumble against God. They began to complain against Moses, who led them in the wilderness. And God sent serpents among them. He sent fiery serpents to bite them. Because they weren't in faith. And the sin began to come up. And the devil's army came upon them. And when they got bitten by those snakes, they received the poisonous water. These are the lies of the devil. And if you live tonight, and you're not receiving the word of truth, and you haven't believed in the gospel, the gospel of your salvation, that you've been bitten by the serpent, you need to do what those Israelites did. And Moses cried out to the Lord. The Lord told Moses, take a bronze pole, and fashion a serpent upon it. And lift it up among the people. And tell the people to look upon the pole. And upon that serpent on the pole. And everyone who looks upon that pole, we will be healed from the deadly poison. We will be saved from the sickness of death. And when the people looked upon the pole, they received healing. They were delivered from the kingdom of darkness. From the serpents of the evil one. And Jesus spoke in his day. And he said, just as Moses lifted up the pole, he said, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Jesus Christ must be lifted up. Because he knew when he went to the cross, he would destroy the power of the serpent. He would destroy the power of the devil. And everybody who has been bitten by the snake to be free from the deadly poison. It was a sin that kept them captive. Another kingdom of darkness.
the devil is raging against your soul. You want to keep you captive. He doesn't want you to come to the Lord. He doesn't want you to come to the cross. He doesn't want you to follow after Jesus. Because he knows that if you do what Jesus said, and you look upon that pole, and you look upon that cross, where the Lord King, what's crucified to you? He became like into that serpent. And he took it on the curse.
I
want you to be free tonight. Go on back. You speak the word of truth tonight. And you can be free from your sins. You can be delivered tonight.
From
the kingdom of darkness. And shall turn to the kingdom of light. So choose life today. Look upon the cross. Believe in the gospel. Don't sit back in your seat. Don't let the devil lie to you. You're looking at the poison of his life. Believe in the river of life. The river that flows from you in this place. The river that you're hearing tonight. It comes from the throne of God. It's the river of truth. It's the truth that sets you free tonight. If you drink of these waters, you will live. You will live. You will not die. You will live and never die. And when you die, you see in the forever. Jesus is the resurrection. He can deliver you from the pangs of death. He can deliver you from the hold of death. And he can transfer you to the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus is waiting for you tonight. Give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you hear the words of God tonight, run quickly. Come quickly to your Savior. To the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay, merci.
To the story
tonight.
Now we just heard that Jesus was put on that cross for our sins.
Nous avons entendu que Jésus était cloué sur la croix pour pécher nous.
Now we heard that in the olden days,
nous tendons dans tant longtemps,
that Moses made a bronze pole.
Moïse
and he put a serpent on that pole. That's the type of Jesus Christ. Now tonight I want to add to the story. You see, that's not the end of the story for some. You see, when they looked up on the pole, they were healed from their poison. But you know what ended up happening? They began to worship the pole. They began to make an idol out of the pole. They began to look to the pole and worship that image that was on the pole.
They commenced to adore the image that was on the pole.
Now let me tell you something.
Qui t'aime dire le bagage?
There's some denominations today.
Il y a plein de dénominations aujourd'hui.
They worship the cross.
Yo adore le croix.
They worship the serpent that was hung on that cross.
Yo adore sa porte qui te prend sous pied boite.
Now when I say the serpent, because Jesus became a serpent for us.
L'homme dit sa proie parce que Jésus devenait un serpent pour nous.
He took our poison.
L'impropoisonne-nous-yo.
He took our sin.
He
took our shame.
Tonight
I'm speaking to the religious crowd. In the olden days in Israel.
Not down in Israel.
They lifted up the pole. And they began to worship the pole. It was a form of godliness. That was not true godliness. And you know what some people do today? They worship the cross. I see sometimes they have these kind of symbol things. And there's a Jesus hanging on that cross. And they worship that thing.
I have
some news for you.
We give captain over for you.
Jesus is not on that cross anymore.
He passed through quite a corn.
He's not on that cross anymore.
He passed through quite a corn.
We don't know him according to the flesh anymore.
No, that corn ain't on that quite a corn.
You see, the Lord spoke to Moses.
When
he said, Moses, I want you to destroy that thing.
The boys, when they will take three bagages,
and they smash that thing.
It's a good time when they crash
it. Because that's what it was. It was just a thing.
But if it's that day, it's that when you get a guy.
The people are worshiping that thing.
They put people like a bad day, bagages.
We don't worship a thing.
No bad day, bagages.
We don't worship a denomination.
No bad day, denomination.
We don't want a form of godliness.
No bad day, religion.
We need Jesus.
Nous besoins Jésus.
In him is life.
Le Jésus c'est la vie.
In him is liberty.
Le Jésus c'est la liberté.
We want the real thing.
Nous besoins ça qui réel là.
Today if you hear this voice.
Je dis à tout temps de la voix de Dieu.
Don't just acknowledge your form of godliness.
Tellement qui ouvre sur someone religieux.
When I go out and I talk to the people. When I walk around and talk to the people. People say, oh, I'm a Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian? Because you go to church, because you wave your hands, and myself wave your hands.
That
makes you Christian? Because you know the words to the song? Does that make you Christian? Because you put some money in a place? Does that make you Christian? Because you can dance and
jump around?
Does that make you Christian? I say no.
Martin, no.
You have to be so changed.
Just
because you go to church.
chant, ou tellement l'église.
Is this just a form of godliness?
Et ça, c'est une forme religieuse.
It will all come down on us.
Amen. Tout bagaille, ça reprend tomber dans Jusa.
I want to tell you a small story.
Moi, je vais raconter une histoire tout petit.
See, always, since the beginning of time,
il dit depuis le commencement, de temps,
that God's people have set a mixture.
Père a toujours entremêlé.
There's been many that have been called.
Yeah, here.
But God chose only a few.
Mais bon Dieu l'a choisi un peu. Il n'a pas choisi tout.
You see, there's only two kingdoms, as our brother shared.
Mais guerre seulement deux royaumes. Je crois nous avons partagé déjà.
You're either a child of God,
ou capable de petit bon Dieu.
Or you're a child of the devil.
Ou bien petit le diable.
You know what I mean,
ou songez pas, ou t'as de parler d'Abraham.
We talked about him last night.
Nous parlons de lui-même hier soir.
Abraham had two sons.
Abraham t'aiguait deux garçons.
One of his sons?
Une petite garçon de Dieu.
His name was Ishmael.
Et non, lui, c'était Ismaël.
Ismaël was born according to the plan.
Ismaël s'est fait en accord avec la chair.
But the son Isaac.
Mais petite garçon de Dieu, Isaac.
Isaac was born according to the Spirit. And they lived together. Ishmael was a strong nation.
Écoute, Ismaël était une nation qui
fort. He was the leader of a strong kingdom.
L'été leader d'un royaume qui était très fort.
The kingdom is the kingdom of flesh.
Et royaume ça, c'est royaume la chair qui vient.
Now Isaac is a type of Jesus Christ.
Et Isaac, c'est un type de Jésus.
The type of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of the Spirit.
Type de Jésus, c'est le royaume cet esprit.
These two were brothers.
Et des aïeux étaient frères.
They lived in the same house.
Ils étaient vivent dans la même maison.
But how can the flesh and the spirit live together?
Est-ce que comment faire la chair et l'esprit qu'à vivre ensemble?
You see, many Christians.
Il y a plus chrétiens.
They're carnal.
Yo Chanel.
They're worldly thinking.
Hey, yo pensez, le pensez même Jacques le monde pensez.
But just like a small child.
Même Jacques avec le petit monde tout petit.
Has to grow up and become a man.
Je dois grandir et je deviens homme.
And so Christians must grow up and become
men. Même Jacques, yo chrétien doit grandir pour devenir maturité.
Because what ended up happening with Abraham.
Est-ce que c'est pas, hein?
What ended up happening with Abraham?
That's the Abraham.
There was a fight that broke out in his house.
Écoute, avait un goût mec qui avait fait la maison Abraham.
There was a time when a fight broke out in the house.
Yo, lad, un grand bataille qui avait fait la caisse.
That was a time when Isaac was weaned from the rest.
C'est l'état que Isaac lui s'était vrai dans ses pieds.
And he began to mature.
Et commençait de maturité.
You see, this is the time. When the carnal can no longer dwell in the spirit.
L'échanalité pas capable de vivre avec l'esprit encore.
But what does the word of God say?
Si ça, la parole de Dieu dit.
Cast out the slave woman.
Digitez vos et mettez dehors par l'esclave là.
Together with her son Israel.
Lui-même avec toute petite Léa Ismaël.
Because our heritage is not in the flesh.
Parce que
there's no life with the flesh.
La vie dans la chair.
Now the flesh has a carnal mind.
Et la chair lui dit autopossée Chanel.
Lots of good ideas.
Un pile bonne idée.
But those good ideas will come to nothing.
Mais bonne idée ça n'a vini pas à rien.
But the mind of the spirit is life.
Mais la pensée de l'esprit c'est la vie.
Let me tell you something.
Il t'aime dire yo bagay.
The word of God says.
La parole de Dieu dit.
As many as are led by the Spirit.
Comme la pile va conduit par l'esprit.
These are the children of God.
C'est ça qui enfant bon Dieu.
Now I think of the children of Israel.
Et qu'on y a la pensée avec les enfants d'Israël.
There's always been a mixture.
C'est un pile mélange.
I was thinking of a time when the children of Israel.
Ma pensée n'a l'espa, l'estimon Israël.
Wanted to enter the promised land.
Yo te vle entrer dans la terre promise là.
And there were all standing around, maybe a million of them.
Mais peut-être qu'ils sont tous campés, peut-être qu'ils ont millions d'eux-mêmes.
And they were waiting for the report.
Ils étaient attendus pour la force.
Whether they could enter the land.
Est-ce qu'ils ont entré dans la terre promise là?
How difficult would it be to enter the land?
Comment est-ce que sera difficile pour entrer dans tes promesses là.
And there were 12 spies who came back.
Et quand il y a 13 espions qui étaient venus.
12 leaders of the people of Israel.
12 leaders qui étaient eux-mêmes des peuples d'Israël.
12 pastors.
Et 12 pasteurs.
And 10 of them came back.
Et 10 sont retournés.
And they said the food in the land is very, very good.
Je dis qu'on t'a fruit dans tes promesses là. C'est très, très, très bon.
And the other two came back.
Et là, t'es arrêté.
Et c'est bien, ce fruit de l'âme, c'est very, very good.
Et quand t'as remis, tu as dit oui, oui, la tête a, c'est très, très bon.
They all said it was very good.
Ils ont tous dit que le fruit était bon.
They said that the land was a very beautiful land.
Et quand t'as remis, tu as dit, tiens, elle est une belle terre.
Good for growing gardens.
C'était bon pour faire un pire jardin.
Good for all the cattle.
Un good. Bon pour nous, hein, puis on fait jardinage.
Lots of water.
Lots of water.
And then, but tell them, said,
mais que dis-nous,
it's impossible for us to have it.
Il est impossible pour nous guetter ça.
Because it's too difficult to attain.
Parce que c'est trop difficile pour nous entrer là-dedans.
It's only for us to dream about.
Mais ton bagage seulement nous peut faire rêve de lui.
But then there were two.
Et quoi ça t'a gagné?
Joshua and Caleb were the names.
Josué et Caleb, c'est le nom.
Now you know what the Bible says about Joshua.
Vous reconnaissez qu'à la vie de Josué et Caleb?
It says that there was a good spirit in them.
Les vies de mon bon esprit dans mes pieds par eux.
Now I ask you a question.
Qui t'aime poser une question?
What about the other 10 pastors?
Ça est la 10 pasteurs.
Wasn't there a good spirit in them?
Est-ce qu'il n'y a pas bien bon esprit dans eux?
Tell me.
Dis-moi.
If they gave a bad report,
it was a good
spirit in them. If we
read out
of the child of God,
si nous vraiment petit bon Dieu,
the child of the devil,
puis au petit le
diable, was there a good spirit in those 10?
Let's
find out the rest of the story.
Nous chercher cette histoire.
You want to know what the people said?
Vous voulez connaître ta peuple la tête?
There were a million people there.
Environ, y a un million de peuples.
They listened to the 10.
Y a tellement de 10 rapports.
Because there was more of them.
Parce que t'es bien plus, non, y a t'es plus.
And they didn't discern the good spirit.
Y a pas discerné.
And they listened to the bad news.
Écoutez des mauvaises nouvelles là.
Because there was more of them.
Parce que les états étaient plus.
And they all began to cry.
Écoutez, tout commence à crier.
They said, we can't have the land.
Écoutez, dit, nous pas carrément ça.
I'm
going
to ask you a question.
Qui t'aime poser une question encore?
Is there a country of Israel today?
Est-ce qu'il y a un pays où il y a Israël, je dis?
Is there a country of Israel today?
Est-ce qu'il y a un tout pays où il y a Israël, je dis?
Those men had a bad spirit. And they spilled water in their mouth. And it was lies. Because they didn't have faith. And they
lost
the faith of all the people. They said, God
is
only going to bless us. We're just stuck here. We're just stuck
for us.
Yeah, it's a good land, but we can't have it.
Oui, c'est une bonne terre, mais nous pas gagner ça.
That's what the devil will tell you.
C'est ça le diable dit là.
The devil will tell you tonight.
Le diable dit ma soeur.
Yeah, it's good to serve him.
Mais bon pour servir, mon Dieu.
But you can't serve him.
Non pas qu'à servir.
It's impossible for you.
C'est impossible pour eux.
That's a lie.
That's all menti.
That's a lie from the job.
That's all menti que sorti dans le diable.
That's not from the spirit.
Mais pas sorti de l'esprit.
You hear from Jesus tonight.
Nous
déclarons
que nous déclarons votre esprit.
And Jesus says today.
Jésus dit, je dis.
There's rest for the people of God.
Il répond pour le peuple de Dieu.
It's possible to serve the Lord Jesus in all your heart.
Il peut servir mon Dieu avec tout cœur.
And He will bless you.
Il va le bénir.
And if you serve Him with all your heart.
Vous servez avec tout cœur.
He will heal your life.
Il va le guérir.
He will give you an inheritance.
Il va le guérir.
Now let me tell you the rest of the story.
They were racontés au reste histoire.
While all those people were crying,
God
became very, very angry. Because they always went astray in their hearts.
Parce que leur tout, leur chute, leur cœur.
They always grumbled against God. They were never satisfied.
Yo
flesh. Because
they were children of the flesh.
Parce que le enfant de la chair.
The flesh is never thankful.
La chair par exemple qui est contentement, par exemple, mais
c'est une chair. Always wants more.
La chair toujours veut plus bagage.
The flesh is never happy.
La chair par exemple content.
That's when you know if you're born again.
C'est là qu'on va connaître si on est de nouveau.
In him is joy.
Dans Jésus, c'est la joie.
In him is peace.
Dans Jésus, c'est la paix.
In him is life.
Dans Jésus, c'est la vie.
You can be happy because you have
Jesus.
Now the people cried
because
and God said, that's it. They're not going to have the land. They're going to die here in the wilderness. I've had enough of these people. But then those two men, they stood up. He said, listen, immediately go into the Lord. Let's immediately fight with the devil. Jesus is going before us. He's going before us. We have the victory on the cross. Let's just not hold a form of
godliness.
Let's walk in Jesus'
way.
And we will inherit the land. And the people wouldn't go. Because the serpent deceived them. The last 4 nights. This serpent has whispered many lies to some of
you.
He's telling you don't have to do this thing.
You're
not that bad.
You're
a good person. You love God, kind of. You don't hurt anybody. So the devil would always put the lies out there. Remember, there's only two kingdoms. God is serving Jesus, or
is
serving the devil. And if you think you can serve both, well, then you're the harlot. You're the prostitute. You're cheating on God. And you're riding the beast. And you look like a man. But you speak of the dragon. Because you speak of the flesh. We can't join with the flesh. If we join with the flesh, we will die.
Not me.
And I don't want to see anybody die. But I don't want you to try to kill me. Now let me tell you something. God brought their children into the land. But all of those people, 20 years old and older, they all died in the land. And they waited there until they all died. And then the children had the same opportunity. And the children didn't make the same mistake. They went and they took the land. I'm not talking about natural war. There's a land to possess in
Jesus.
That is the land of your heart. Jesus wants all of your heart. And how you start is you start to give him as much as what you have. Give him all that you have. And he'll take the rest. He'll do the rest. Because if we don't, we all must at
disappear.
Et nous tous qui pour nous paraître.
Before the judgment seat of Christ.
N'apparaître devant le trône du jugement Christ.
Everyone, since the beginning of time.
Il dit tout le monde dans le commencement.
Will have to stand before the judgment
seat.
And we're going to have to answer.
Et nous nous prêts répondre.
For every word that you have spoken.
Toute parole que on t'a dit ou t'a parlé.
And if Jesus' blood is not forgiving you,
et
for what you said.
Et si sans Jésus va pardonner, il va couper péché.
You will be guilty.
Ou va couper. Pas pardonner.
And you have to walk with Jesus.
Et vous devez marcher avec Jésus.
Stay close to Jesus.
Restez près de Jésus.
So that when you hear these words. I want to hear these words on that day. Well done.
Bien fait.
Good.
Bon.
And faithful servant.
Et fidèle serviteur.
Do you want to hear those words?
Est-ce qu'on veut entendre des paroles sérieuses?
If you don't hear those words,
on ne peut pas entendre des paroles sérieuses.
You will be in very, very big trouble.
On va prendre notre bateau, peut-être un grand problème.
I heard a story of a man who died in Africa. A Reverend Bonnke's meeting.
No, Evangelist Bonnke.
And there was a man who had died. And he had died in a car accident. And he ended up going to heaven. And he saw the wonderful things that were going on in heaven. The beautiful places that God has prepared for his people. Even Brother Mark saw it one time. Brother Mark told me he died one time
too.
When he was in Calgary, Canada. He explained to me how wonderful heaven was. It's a place where everybody wants to go. But I
want to
tell you the story about this man who died. See what happened the day before he died? He got into a fight with his wife. Now this man was a pastor. His name was Daniel
Hick.
And he had a fight with his wife. And his wife slapped him on the face. Very shameful thing. And Daniel decided in his heart that he would put away his wife for 1 year. The next day she begged him for forgiveness. But he would refuse to give
it to him.
Even Daniel was a pastor. And he wouldn't forgive her. Now he died and some angels took him to heaven. This happened in 2001. And he went to heaven. And then he saw all the beautiful things there.
Yeah.
He saw all the people of God worshiping
in the world.
And he desired and most to go in there. Brother Mark told me he desired most to go in there. But his key wouldn't open. Because his time was not finished yet. But then the angel said to Brother Daniel, I want to show you how. And immediately they were there. And he saw a fair welcome to the gates of hell.
They could tell me by the
And then he torments the people. But one day that place will be torn into the lake of fire. But he said the devil has planned to torment the people there.
là.
And there he doesn't hide himself.
Et là, il n'est pas qu'à cacher tête.
He shows himself openly.
Il montre tête lui ouvertement.
And whatever word someone has done in your life,
et tout n'est pas qu'à gagner au monde qui fait dans la ville.
That is what has done to you.
Et c'est ça qui a fait là même.
For eternity.
Pour l'éternité.
And there he was. Daniel was standing there.
Et ça, Daniel, campé là.
And it was terrible. He said it was very terrible.
Il dit bagala, c'est vraiment terrible.
It was just black there.
Et des faits noirs là-dedans.
Lots of crime there.
Il y a pile crime là.
There were some people stealing there.
Il y a des mouns qui a pleuré, crié la place là.
And all of a sudden, he was able to see one man.
C'est soudainement, il dit, nous, il y a fait qu'il y a capable de voir un homme.
It was another pastor who died.
C'est un autre pasteur qui était mort.
A few years earlier, he knew him.
Il était mort 10 ans. Avant lui-même, il était connu.
He was in hell.
C'est quoi ta passé à terre dans l'enfer?
And that man was telling him.
Et c'est quoi ta l'homme t'a dit?
He was saying, please, I want to get out of here.
C'est quoi ta living devant lui dit, s'il vous plaît, me laisse sortir là.
He said, I only took some church money.
Lui dit, hein?
I only took some church money.
Il était tellement volé, qu'est-ce qu'il a eu l'église?
And he says, I'm prepared to pay back.
C'est quoi ta me prépare pour me payer ma gage à eux?
I don't do anything.
Ma fait des points à gage.
But that was not possible.
Mais ça pas possible.
I want to tell you something even more fearful than that.
Ouais, viens à côté, dis nos bagages qui sont tellement terribles. Pourquoi? Par là-dedans.
The angel that stood beside Daniel.
L'ange qui était campé à côté d'Daniel.
He said, Daniel, I want to tell you something.
Il dit, Daniel, moi je dis nos bagages.
If this is your end,
et, hein?
If this is your end,
si c'est là qui fait,
you will go to hell.
Où t'as pas dans l'enfer?
He began to shake.
C'est pour ça qu'il s'est commencé à trembler.
He began to tremble.
C'est pour ça qu'il s'est commencé à trembler.
He began to scream.
C'est pour ça qu'il a commencé à hurler.
He said, I'm a man of God.
Il dit, c'est un homme de Dieu.
I'm a Jesus all my heart.
Mais c'est j'ai, moi, j'ai avec tout le temps.
The angel of the Lord opened up the Bible.
C'est pour ça qu'ange là, il ouvrit la Bible.
He read the scriptures in Matthew 5.
Il dit, commencé.
And he told this thing to his wife. Now what the word of God says. If anyone says you fool. You're in danger of hellfire. Daniel's own words condemned him. Now not only that, he opened up to Matthew 6. And he read him the scripture. If you do not forgive men their sins, you neither will your Father in heaven forgive you.
Bible.
And I'm going to send you back to this generation.
I'll go to the next generation.
révélation ça.
For the last warning.
Pour dernier avertissement.
Before Jesus comes.
Avant Jésus retourner.
When I send you back.
Avant retourner.
As the last warning.
Comme un dernier avertissement.
Before that comes, Jesus comes.
Avant Jésus retourner.
The message is already. God's house is ready.
Mais je le prends.
But the people are not ready.
Le peuple n'est pas prêt.
The people need to get ready.
Le peuple a besoin de prêt.
They need to get their hearts right.
Vous pensez que quelqu'un prêt.
Listen, when Jesus comes,
après que la Jésus vienne,
you're not ready.
Vous pas prêt.
And you end up destroyed.
C'est pour ça qu'on va détruire.
Now let me tell you something.
He didn't do it, my God.
That man was dead for 3 days.
Because that all time he came to me for 3 years.
That's your little story.
That's the old grandma. So what's what he did?
Yeah, I heard the report. I heard the report from the doctor.
Where did I throw out the old doctor?
I saw him myself at a picture in the coffin.
Where for turn that line? Where mouth no say hey.
I seen him. They put the, this kind of fluid inside him to keep it from
going
sticky.
Where man, you met ton liquide dans piel pour pas sortir.
But his wife had a dream.
Mais c'est quoi ça, madame ni fait le rêve.
And in the dream, her husband spoke to her.
Dans le rêve là, madame ni, Marie ni, c'est pas là, elle.
And he told her.
Et puis le ça, elle dit, madame ni.
I'm not dead.
Moi, pas mourir.
Come and get me out of the mortuary.
Venez chercher le sirène là.
And bring me to Bonky's meeting.
Le sirène, le cimetière, et puis mène la réunion Bonky là.
And that woman said.
Et foi santa.
Was so great.
C'était si tellement.
And she did that. She took her husband.
Et quand ça allait, lui prend Marie.
Her father-in-law thought she was crazy.
Et pas, papa-père était pensé qu'elle lui fou.
Mais she was pestering him.
Et c'est pour ça qu'elle continue à persister.
This is the kind of faith that we need.
Et fait, genre de foi, ça a nous besoin de
guérir. How we need to lay hold of the people.
Et quand ça nous déploie Jésus.
We lay hold of the will of God.
Nous devons prendre parole là.
Lay hold of the promise of the God.
Promesse que vous avez pour nous.
And she took them to that meeting.
They called her. They named her Maria. Mulmuria.
Now the government people thought she was crazy.
Mulki na gouvernement était pensé que femme ça était foutu.
But that woman believed the word of God.
Mais femme ça était quoi parole bon Dieu.
There's a verse in Hebrews.
J'ai ouvert la Bible.
That says women
qui dit femme
receive their dead husbands.
Je vais faire voir Maria qui mourit.
Back to life again.
Et puis elle est venue dans la mort.
And she had stubborn faith.
C'est quoi ça était bon foi.
And the government people beat her.
C'est pour ça, gouvernement est venu, mon qui dans l'état qui cherche, yo, pas qui abattant.
She wouldn't quit.
C'est pour ça, elle pas si bonne.
She kept insisting that he go to die.
C'est pour ça, continue à insister, la pleine est mal, il n'a
eu rien. Some men from the church.
C'est pour ça, finalement, quelques garçons dans l'église.
They took them out of the coffin.
Yo, est tiré de la non, c'est qu'elle là.
They carried them and put them on a table in the church.
Yo, mettez, y'a, y'a, avant de mettre sur un table dans l'église.
The mortuary man was there. The mortuary man was there. He saw too. And all of a sudden, as they were praying,
soudainement, pendant qu'il a prié,
to the men of God, they have faith.
Voilà, l'homme de Dieu, il gagne la foi.
They don't give bad reports.
Yo, papa, mauvais rapport.
They don't spew this deception in their
eyes. Papa, déception, le papa, il me dit.
They believe the word of God.
Yo, quoi, parole, mon Dieu.
They continue to ask.
Yo, car, yo, continue, my day.
They continue to believe.
Yo, continue to pray.
They continue to pray.
Yo, continue to pray.
That's what men of God do.
C'est ça, mais l'homme de Dieu fait.
And all of a sudden,
soudainement,
that man started breathing.
He started
breathing.
He started breathing.
He was stiff like a bullet.
He said, they're going to put
he was dead for 3 days.
He said, we put 2 years.
And he went to massage him.
He put that on my face.
They massaged him because he was so sick. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God came upon him.
Soudainement, l'Esprit de Dieu tombait sur lui.
He jumped off that table.
And everybody shouted.
Everybody shouted.
Écoute, tout le monde est allé.
And he shared his testimony.
Et partage, et témoignage ça.
It's a real testimony.
Et témoignage qu'il est
réel. Because he saw the real God.
Parce qu'il a servi au Dieu vivant.
Jesus said today.
Jésus dit, je dis,
I am the resurrection.
Oui, c'est la résurrection.
I am the life.
Oui, c'est la vie.
The man who believes in me.
Now, qui croit en moi.
So he died.
Jésus est à moi.
Yet shall he live.
Il n'y va vivre encore.
So he lives.
Jésus est à vie.
He shall never see death.
N'y pas jamais la mort.
Do you believe this?
Est-ce qu'on croit ça?
Well, if you believe this,
tu crois ça?
I'm inviting you to come to Jesus.
l'invité pour venir jouer Jésus.
I don't want to see you at the gates of hell.
Vous parlez, well, n'importe l'affaire.
I don't want to see you paying for your own sins.
Vous parlez, ou à payer pour votre péché.
Jesus is going to take your sins away.
Jésus va protéger vous. Il va être le péché.
And you're going to walk faithfully.
Vous va marcher fidèlement.
And if you sin, you have an advocate.
Et si vous péchez, vous avez un avocat.
But you've got to come with all your heart.
Vous devez venir avec tout cœur.
You've got to come with all
You've
got to get serious about
serving God. No
foolishness.
It's life and
death.
C'est la vie ou la mort.
Come to the altar.
I want
to see you safe.
Well, so bad in affair.
I want to pull you out of the fire.
I want to
give you some joy.
Jésus-Christ.
I want to see you do well in God.
Ouais, veuillez faire, on fait bien Jésus.
What's it going to profit you?
Si ça a profité.
You gain everything in this world.
Si ça gagne tout à l'heure dans mon
sens. You lose your soul for every time.
Tu fais dynamo pour l'éternité.
You will be a foolish hell.
Ça a mon qui fou.
I want to see you in heaven.
Ouais, veuillez voir le ciel.
I want to see you on earth, sir, God.
Ouais, veuillez voir sur la terre, c'est vivre en Dieu.
Come and lay a life on the altar.
Vini par la vie.
Now is the acceptable time.
Today is the day of salvation.
Today is the day of
salvation. In the
acceptable time, Jesus will
hear you. Believe in the
Lord Jesus
Christ. And
you shall be saved.
You will be saved.
Repent from your sins. It's life and death.
C'est la vie ou la mort.
I want to see you do well.
Vous allez bien.
Come to Jesus.
Venez Jésus.
Come quickly.
Venez bien aimé.
Come quickly.
Qu'est-ce que tu parles à l'homme en fait là?